My name is Vasil Tarasov. I'm from Stony Brook University, and today I'll be talking about a project where we try to improve the performance of storage arrays by introspecting virtual machine DMISC images. This work was done in collaboration with Deepak Jain and Eri Zadok from Stony Brook University, Dean Hildebrand and Renu Tiwari from IBM Research Almaden, and Jeff Kenning from Harriman College. So I would like to start this talk with one motivating example. Imagine you have multiple clients that access the file server, and the typical file server has a file server, has a cache and a number of disks. And file servers, they can optimize their performance based on the workload, and these optimizations can be either manual or automatic. One of such optimizations is splitting the cache space in two parts. Part of a cache you use for caching metadata, part of it for data. And let's imagine that in this specific case, the workload characteristics are the following. The data set is large, it does not fit the cache, the access pattern is random, and there is quite a lot of metadata accesses. So in this case, file server might decide to spend all of its cache space for caching metadata. Let's see what happens in case if instead of regular clients, we use virtual machines. For every virtual machine, we'll have a virtual machine disk image file, and all of the metadata operations that the virtual machine does, they will be converted to the data operations. And so this optimization becomes completely useless. So in this work, we are trying to answer two questions. Can file server actually recover information about the guest file system context? And how can we use this context? So the outline of my talk is rather simple. First, I'll cover some background topics, then talk about introspection, present our evaluation results, and then finally conclude. So imagine you have applications running the operating system, which runs in a virtual machine, and the virtual machine is managed by a hypervisor. So applications to access the data, they still require a regular file system interface. And there are two ways how you can provide such interface in the virtual machine. One, you run a distributed file system client in a virtual machine, such as NFS or Samba or some more sophisticated ones. And the second approach, then you emulate a block device in the hypervisor, and then you format this emulated block device to the guest file system. So both of these approaches have advantages and disadvantages. In the first case, you don't need to do introspection at the file server at all, because all of the file system context is already known. In the second case, and this is the one we are focusing on, this is where introspection can be used. And it seems that a lot of people like it because of the high data mobility and ease of manageability. So what about in the backend? Usually the hypervisor, there are two architectures, NAS or SAN architecture. In this case, you have a NAS or SAN client running in the hypervisor. And then you have a separate box, a storage array, which has a bunch of disks and the backend file system that handles these disks, like WAFL or GPFS. The second type of architecture that becomes more and more popular is when the hypervisor itself manages the file system, backend file system. For example, VMware's VMFS. So in both of these setups, you can see that there is a backend file system. So we think this is a good place where introspection can be implemented. Now, what is introspection? Let me demonstrate you the problem once again. You have an operating system running on a virtual machine, and there is a block layer in this operating system. When you create a file in the guest operating system, it actually corresponds to a number of writes at the block layer, writes to the inode block, to the directory block, data blocks and indirects, and there might be even more blocks depending on the file system you're using, journal blocks, copy and write blocks, and so on and so forth. Then the writes at the block layer are translated at the file server to the writes to the vmdk file. And the file server doesn't know that these writes actually correspond to the creation of the file. So how can we introspect this information? I'll first do a rough classification. First, the classification is based on the availability of assistance from the guest. So the white box approach runs some daemon within the virtual machine, and there's a separate communication channel between the guest OS and the file server. In the gray box approach, you already don't have a separate communication channel, but you still need to run some extra software in the guest at least part of the time. And this is, for example, the work from Wisconsin Medicine, Semantically Smart Disk Systems. And finally, the black box approach leaves the file server completely on its own. There is no help from the guest OS. So from these three approaches, we believe that the only practical one in many environments is the black box approach. The second classification is based on the file system awareness. So when you design the introspection code, first you can assume that this code has the complete knowledge of the file system layout. In this case, you'll have to have a separate code for every file system, but in reality, we're not sure. There are just a few file systems that you need to support, so that might be fine. The approach number two is to classify file systems in the classes of a similar file systems, for example, FFS, like file system, XD2, XD3, UFS, FFS, or B3-based file system, ZFS, BTRFS, and then write the code only for a single class of a file system. Finally, the third approach is when the introspection code doesn't know anything about the specific file system, and then all of the inferences are done completely based on the accessed patterns and the block contents. So we think that all of these three approaches are valid, and they might be used. We want to explore them in the future. But in this specific work, we actually wrote the code for XD3 file system. So one of the benefits, why is it also simple, we think, in the real world, is because many file servers run Linux internally. And Linux boxes, they already support XD2, XD3, NTFS file systems. So potentially, a lot of the code from that drivers can be reused. So how does introspection works internally? You can think about the file system as a translation between the file information to the block offsets. So introspection is an inverse operation. Then you want to know by the block offset, what is the file information residing into this block. And to maintain this mapping, you can use various data structures. We in this work, in our prototype, use the page type-like structure. We split the virtual machine disk image into 4 kilobyte blocks. And for every 4 kilobyte block, we maintain some per block information. And the per block information, we can store the type of the block, metadata or data, if it's an inode, what is parent, and so on and so forth. In general, the amount of information that you store in the block info defines the degree of introspection. What is the degree of introspection? So on the x-axis on this schematic graph is the degree of the introspection. We can just separate metadata from data. So that's very shallow introspection. And then the complete introspection, then you know the exact content of the file system, inodes, bitmaps, everything. So obviously, as the degree of the introspection grows, the number of available optimizations that you can implement based on the introspection increases. However, the complexity also increases. So it's important to find a sweet spot where it's not very complex to perform introspection, but still it gives a certain number, a reasonable number of optimizations. It is also important to remember that optimizations, they do not directly transform into the performance improvements. Some very modest, very simple optimizations might give you a lot of optimizations, might give you a lot of performance. So how do we manage the mapping that I mentioned earlier? First, we have an initial scan of the virtual machine disk image. It usually happens before the virtual machine starts. This is when the mapping is populated. And then they monitor all of the incoming writes to this virtual machine disk image file and update the mapping correspondingly. One of the problems that we had to solve was related to the deferred classification. Sometimes the write comes in and we still don't know what does it contain. We only will know this information later when the later writes come in. So we had to implement a deferred classification. Now, this slide contains some of the optimizations that potentially can be implemented using the introspection. So a lot of optimizations are based on the tiered storage. For example, you can optimize metadata placement. You can put metadata in the upper tiers. Or even if you have different types of metadata, you can put different types of metadata in different tiers. You can do prefetching. You can do it per directory or per user. Also, file systems tend to fragment over time. And so read-ahead on the file server does not work anymore as efficient as it should. So we can actually recover this situation. We can even prefetch boot files so that the virtual machines boot faster. And this is especially useful because we know that in many environments there are boot storms, then you boot multiple machines at a time, and then the file server is overloaded. Another thing that you can do is you can implement exclusive caching, then based on the content of a file system and the access patterns, you can figure out what is cached in the guest OS itself and do not cache it at the file server. So this is something that was proposed in the X-ray paper also from Wisconsin Medicine. Apart from metered storage, you can detect unused blocks, which was mentioned in the previous talk, and save space this way. Also, since you know the file names and the file types, you can optimize compression of the specific blocks if your file server performs compression. So in this work, in our prototype, we implemented only the metadata placement optimization with our separating just metadata from data and placing it to a different tier. One important thing to notice is the introspection accuracy. Previously, introspection was applied in the area of security for intrusion detection. In this case, it is very important introspection to work absolutely accurately. However, for performance, it is not that important. So for example, on the x-axis here is the introspection error, and as the error increases, the performance improvement that introspection gives, it obviously decreases. But some small degree of the error is still acceptable. So we think there is a lot of interesting potential here in looking how much error still can yield enough performance improvement. So let me now present our evaluation results. The setup we used was the following. In terms of the hardware, the virtual machine had one CPU and 2 gigs of RAM, and we had 2 disk drives. Both of them were 16 gigs, and one was used for the operating system, so it was used during the reboot experiment, which I'll explain later. And the other one was used for the data data disk. The hypervisor and storage array, they used exactly identical hardware, 4-core, 24 gigs of RAM. And on the storage array, we installed two drives, one disk drive and one solid-state disk drive to offload the writes. In terms of the software, both virtual machine and the storage array, they ran CentOS 6.3 distribution. Inside of a virtual machine, we used XD3, and our introspection module could understand XD3 point file system. The hypervisor was running VMware ESXi 5.1. In the storage array, we had to update the kernel to the later version 3.7, and the reason is because we did introspection not in the backend file system, but we did it at the NFS layer. And we used NFS Ganesha web, NFS server, which is a user space file server, NFS server. And but the code that we have written is actually can be applied at any place. So first, let's talk about the initial scanning. So the scan of the operating system disk took 60 seconds, and the scan of the data disk, which contained 90,000 files, 10 gigabytes in total, that was a file server distribution from a file bench, it took 260 seconds. So if you think about it, it's rather long number, so it takes a lot of time to scan a virtual machine disk image. And the reason was because we do 4 kilobyte random reads from the virtual machine disk, and we follow the pointers within the metadata, so it's quite slow. We think in the future we can optimize that. However, in reality, usually this process is done before the virtual machine starts, when it is created. So we don't think there is a lot of importance in optimizing this specific point. Our memory usage, however, was quite high, 0.6% of the disk image. So for example, for 16 gigs, it was 96 megabytes. So we plan to do further research to decrease somehow the memory overhead. These are the dynamic workloads that we experimented with. We rebooted the virtual machine. We ran du, stat, and find non-existent file utilities. We did a recursive directory removal. We created a lot of files on the file system, and we ran a web server workload from file bench. So the way we did it, we first run the specific utility without introspection and then with introspection. And in both of the experiments, we measured the time. And on the y-axis on this graph is the runtime reduction. So the higher the runtime reduction, the better it is. So for the reboot workload, the improvement, the runtime reduction was about 16%. So we think that if you will have more virtual machine, you will actually, this relative runtime reduction will even will increase. For disk usage, start and find, the reduction in runtime was approximately the same, because if you think these utilities do approximately the same at the block layer, they iterate over the inodes. In terms of delete, we got a lot of gains, 88%. And when we analyzed the trace and turned out that there are both not only writes as you would think, but also reads. And there are a lot of random writes and reads. So the relative improvement is much higher than in the previous workloads. And the bar is red because this workload is also doing writes. So the write optimization is on. For the create, the improvement was quite modest, just 10%. And we were creating files in an empty file system. So it's basically just a lot of writes, no reads at all. And finally, for a web server workload, the improvement was about 40%. And web server is also just a read-intensive workload, or just a log file is written in it. Now, let me conclude. First, a little bit about the related work. So as I already mentioned, introspection was previously used for intrusion detection and managing virtual machines. So we are trying to use it for improving performance. In terms of improving performance, there were works that were trying to do it at the physical disk level, like X-ray, D-grade, semantically smart disks. All of these works are from Wisconsin Medicine. We think that the same optimization applied at the virtual machine disk image are much more practical, because we have a lot of these disk images. They are much smaller, and they are operating at the level where it's easy to implement different algorithms. You're not sitting at the disk itself, where implementing introspection will be really hard. What do we still plan to do? A lot of things. This is just some of the points. We are not sure how easy it will be to do it for more sophisticated file systems like XD4, NTFS, BTRFS. Our optimizations list at the moment is quite limited, so we would like to see other optimizations and find the ones that actually give a lot of benefits to the file server designer. We would like to look into the general approaches for introspections, so based on the content of the blocks or the access pattern or some other things. All of our experiments right now we run just with a single VM. So multi-VMs experiments are crucial, and moreover, since many of the VMs are similar and they share a lot of metadata, for example, we think that we can apply deduplication to the metadata in this way, decrease the memory overhead. Finally, we know already that file is not a file. There was a paper about that in CSSP last year. So within the VMDK files, we have other files that are also very complex. So we can introspect even them. This is what I call nested introspection. And we think there is quite a lot of potential in that. OK, the final takeaway is that storage arrays, they store more and more virtual machine disk images. And because of the storage consolidations, the requirements for performance, they're becoming more and more strict. So one of the ways to improve performance of such arrays is to introspect virtual machine disk image files. And it can be done relatively easily, at least for in our case. There are, however, a lot of trade-offs that one can make, one needs to make. And we can show that with this comparatively small efforts, you can get a lot of benefits. And now I'll be glad to answer a question. Thanks.
Ajay Gulati, VMware. Can you go back to your first slide?
The very first, the title?
Next to the title.
Okay.
So here you mentioned that the cache is divided between metadata and data. So in a traditional system, mm-hmm. which is block-based, how would that system know which blocks are metadata versus data?
No, we're talking about the file server, right? So like NAS or SAN even, right, that export the device via iSCSI, for example, right? So it has a cache which it manages, right?
So in case of NAS, the whole file system is on the storage device itself.
Yeah.
So it can manage whatever way it seems possible.
Right, but what we are proposing that you can change the caching policies based on the information. So right now you have some caching policy in your file server already, right? So what we are saying, we give you an extra information to your caching algorithm, and you can use it It might help you, might not, but we think it might. If you know that this block is actually metadata or an inode, you can implement your caching policy more efficiently.
I see. So once you go to the VM environment, in that case, instead of figuring out that this block belongs to the metadata of the guest file system, if the caching policy is agnostic based on just the hotness of the blocks, how would that compare to doing all the introspection?
Right, so that's a very good question. So first of all, you agree with me that virtual machines, they still will do a lot of I/O to their disk, right? So we need the cache at the file server. I think you don't have doubts about that. Now, related to the hotness, in these experiments, we actually, when we're comparing the numbers, we enabled the regular page cache in Linux, right? So it was using the, you know, ALRU policy. But you are completely right. We would like to see if other caching policies which do not have information that we are trying to derive of introspection, maybe they are good enough. We hope it's not like that.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Hi. If you would bypass that by removing the file server file system, let's say for in the case of SAM, you would do like raw device mapping, for instance. Like, would you achieve somewhat the same kind of result?
So are you talking about the case when we run a client and file system client within the virtual machine, for example?
Well, I'm thinking for example. Instead of running on top of having a VMDK file on top of VMFS, you would actually write directly to the LAN. The VM would write directly to a LAN, for instance. Then you kind of bypass a file system layer in some way. So.
Right. But in this case, you still can do this optimization. So if you have a pass-through setup, right, you directly write to the, say, directly attached disk or to SAN. In this case, still you can do introspection, but just at a different layer. You can do it either at the hypervisor, which still sits in between, you know, it still sees all of the traffic. Or you can do it at the controller itself, right? So the pass-through goes to that controller, IO controller, and you can apply the same algorithms over there.
If there are no more questions, let's thank Vasily.